I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today's podcast is a Spot the Mistakes episode. Maybe you've listened to one of these types of episodes before. If not, I'll explain how it works. I'm going to give you a few sentences. In this edition, I'm going to give you 4 sentences. And all of the sentences have mistakes. In fact, in today's episode, there are 8 mistakes that you have to find. So I'm going to read the sentences, 1, 2, 3, and 4. I want you to write them down and try to identify the mistakes in the sentences. At the end of the episode, I will reveal the mistakes, but make sure you give yourself an opportunity to write them down and then pause the podcast before I give you the answers. And if you can find all the mistakes, or even if you can just find a few, then well done. I will give you a virtual or digital gold star to congratulate you. Okay, so the first sentence is, I am thinking to buy a new car because at the moment I travel in the bus and it takes me 1 hour to arrive to work. I am thinking to buy a new car because at the moment I travel in the bus and it takes me 1 hour to arrive to work. Number 2. The parcel is delivered by the postman tomorrow morning. I will repeat that. The parcel is delivered by the postman tomorrow morning. Number 3. I haven't seen the film 2. Do you want to look at it at the cinema tonight? I haven't seen the film 2. Do you want to look at it at the cinema tonight? And number 4. I need to buy many furnitures for my new flat, but it's so expensive, so I have to lend some money from my father. I'll repeat that. I need to buy many furnitures for my new flat, but it's so expensive, so I have to lend some money from my father. Okay, so as I said at the beginning, maybe now you want to pause the podcast, and when you press play again, you will hear my voice and I will reveal the answers. Okay, so here are the answers. There are 8 mistakes in total. So number 1, I am thinking to buy a new car. Well, let's start with that part. There is a mistake here. We don't say I am thinking to do something, to buy something. We say I am thinking of buying, or I am thinking about buying, but it must be the gerund, buying. So we need to say I am thinking of, or I am thinking about buying a new car, because at the moment I travel in the bus. Now, we shouldn't say I travel in the bus. We normally say I travel by bus. When we talk about how we travel, the transport we use, we usually use the word by and then the transport, by car, by train, by bus, or maybe even by foot. So at the moment, I travel by bus and it takes me 1 hour to arrive to work. Well, actually, we've got a couple of choices here, but the most common way of saying this is it takes me 1 hour to get to work. When we talk about traveling from A to B, we usually use the verb get. How long does it take to get to work? Or I got to the airport 2 hours before my flight. Usually we use this verb get. So it's better to say it takes me 1 hour to get to work, but you could use arrive. Arrive at work is how you would say it. But like I say, more common to say get to work. So the full sentence, correct sentence, is I am thinking of or about buying a new car because at the moment I travel by bus, and it takes me 1 hour to get to work. Okay, the second sentence. We actually only have one mistake here, but it's an important one. This is where we need to think about the passive voice. So this original sentence, the parcel is delivered by the postman, should be, well, you have a couple of choices, but it should be passive. The parcel is being delivered by the postman. The parcel is being delivered. So this is a passive sentence in the present continuous tense. The parcel is being delivered. Or in the future tense, the parcel will be delivered by the postman. The other option is using the going to structure, also in the passive. The parcel is going to be delivered by the postman tomorrow morning. But it must be a passive sentence using possibly the present continuous, the future simple, or the going to and then verb structure, because we are talking about the future. So the parcel will be delivered, the parcel is going to be delivered, or the present continuous is the parcel is being delivered by the postman tomorrow morning. Those are your options. Well done if you got one of those. Number three, two mistakes in this one. I haven't seen the film too. Well, if you say a negative sentence in reply to someone and it's the same idea, so one person says, I haven't seen this film, you will reply, I haven't seen the film either. We use the word too, T-O-O, if we share the same situation or the same view as someone in a positive sentence. For example, I have seen the film. I have seen the film too. Yes, then we can use the word too. But because this is a negative sentence, I haven't seen the film, we need to use the word either. I haven't seen the film either. And the other part, do you want to look at it at the cinema? Well, we do not look at movies or look at TV. We watch or see a film. So you could have said, do you want to watch it? Or even better, to use see. We usually use the verb see for a movie at the cinema. Do you want to see it at the cinema tonight? And number four, I need to buy many furnitures. Well, we don't say many furnitures because furniture is an uncountable noun. So you can say, I need to buy a lot of furniture, not many furnitures. So I need to buy a lot of furniture for my new flat, but it's so expensive. So I have to lend some money from my father. In this case, the word lend is the wrong word. So to lend money means to give somebody money with the expectation that you will get that money back. So in this sentence, it doesn't make sense. If you lend the money, well, no, we don't want to lend money. In this sentence, I need to buy new furniture and it's so expensive. So I don't want to give money. I want to receive the money and then I will pay my father back. So the correct verb we need to use in this example is to borrow. So it should be, so I have to borrow some money from my father. So the complete sentence, correct sentence, I need to buy a lot of furniture for my new flat, but it's so expensive, so I have to borrow some money from my father. Okay, so there you go. Did you find all the mistakes? How many did you get? If you got any more than three or four, I'd say very, very good. If you got any less than three or four, then it's really important to pay attention to the things that maybe you didn't know or that you forgot about and go over them, try to study them again, just so that it's clear in your mind why it was a mistake and to make sure that you use it correctly. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it useful. Remember, if you have any ideas for future podcasts, or if you'd like to give me some feedback on the podcasts that I have been recording so far, then I always like hearing from you. So please send me an email. You can find my details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.